Good Friday morning, beloved. It has been a great way to begin each day of this week with you as we study God's Word. Today, we are in Psalm 105, and this psalm outlines Israel's history from the call of Abraham to the journey of the people to the Promised Land. Today's reading concludes with a reference to Joseph, Jacob's son, who helped the people during a time of great famine. You can read about that in Genesis 41. So, and God's saving words for us all this week have been praise and thanksgiving. So let's begin reading Psalm 105 at verse 1. Give thanks to the Lord, proclaim his greatness, tell the nations what he has done. Sing praise to the Lord, tell the wonderful things he has done. Be glad that we belong to him. Let all who worship him rejoice. Go to the Lord for help and worship him continually. You descendants of Abraham, his servant, you descendants of Jacob, the man he chose, remember the miracles that God performed and the judgments that he gave. The Lord is our God. His commands are all over the world. He will keep his covenant forever, his promises for a thousand generations. He will keep the agreement he made with Abraham and his promise to Isaac. The Lord made a covenant with Jacob, one that will last forever. I will give you the land of Canaan, he said. It will be your own possession. God's people were few in number, strangers in the land of Canaan. They wandered from country to country, from one kingdom to another. But God let no one oppress them. To protect them, he warned the kings, do not harm my chosen servants. Do not touch my prophets. The Lord sent famines to their country and took away all their food. But he sent a man ahead of them, Joseph, who had been sold as a slave. His feet were kept in chains, and an iron collar was around his neck, until what he had predicted came true. The word of the Lord proved him right. Then the king of Egypt had him released, and the ruler of nations set him free. He put him in charge of his government and made him ruler over all the land, with power over the king's officials and authority to instruct his advisors. And today's key verse is Psalm 105, verse 2, where it says, sing praise to the Lord, tell the wonderful things that he has done. Beloved, you know, the people may argue theology with you. They may argue whether church is good or church is bad or whatever, but one thing they cannot argue with you about, and that's the good things that God has done in your life. You just, you know, be faithful with that testimony. Share that wherever you go. That is one thing people cannot take away from you, the wonderful things that God has done in your life. Let's pray. Oh, Lord, my God, I thank and I praise you for your steadfast love and faithfulness. I trust in your promises. Keep me faithful and mindful of all the things that you have done so that I proclaim your greatness from day to day. Amen. Well, that brings our time together to an end this week, beloved. Join me on Monday morning when we will be, we'll still be in Psalm 105, beginning at verse 23, where the psalm continues with a description of how God rescued the people when they were enslaved in Egypt. But before Monday morning, of course, is Sunday, and I hope to see each of you either in the services, in our chapel, or if you can't make it there, you can join in from anywhere in the world, and many do, via Facebook and Zoom. And so until the next time we meet, beloved, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.